From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces advanced on the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. Syrian state media report the army promised rebels safe passage to leave eastern Aleppo. Several dozen people were killed in Ethiopia's Oromia region when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protesters at a religious festival. The tear gas caused panic and triggered a stampede Sunday that killed at least 50 people. Without giving a specific death toll, the government confirmed several people died and others were injured in chaotic scenes during the annual festival in which the Oromo community marks the end of the rainy season. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
The remaining members of the EU have to decide what the process of negotiation is. I hope, and I'll be saying to them, that now that they know what our timing is going to be, it's not an exact date, but they know it'll be in the first quarter of next year, that we'll be able to have some preparatory work so that once the trigger comes, we have a smoother process of negotiation.
Theresa May. Hungarians are voting Sunday in a referendum over the European Union migrant quotas for their country. The referendum was called by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to strengthen its opposition to any future mandatory EU quotas for accepting migrants and refugees.
We are proud that we are the first, and unfortunately, we are the only one up to now in the European Union who managed to have a referendum on the migrant issue. I would be happy to see other countries to follow.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. This is VOA News. Colombians decide Sunday whether to accept a peace agreement between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC. The referendum comes 6 days after a peace agreement between the government and the guerrilla movement was signed, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Celia Mendoza is covering the referendum.
The turnout is actually pretty good. I'm in one of the centers where you can come to vote in the capital of Colombia called Corferias, and hundreds of people are just walking in this particular spot that I'm standing on. However, it is thousands of locations all over the country, and we have seen people since 8 a.m. in the morning just pouring to the streets, going to their locations, making sure that they vote.
Public opinion polls indicate the peace accord is likely to be ratified. Brazil's Workers' Party, or the PT, is expected a loss Sunday when Brazilians vote in the first local election since President Dilma Rousseff's impeachment. Voters are electing mayors and city councils. National polls indicate the PT is about to suffer a major defeat. The New York Times newspaper says U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns, which may have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents. VOA's Michael Bowman takes a look.
The significance of this, if it turns out to be true, is that under U.S. tax law, if you incur any kind of loss in 1 year, that can offset any gains you have in subsequent years. And so it didn't take people very long to figure out that in subsequent years, Donald Trump may in fact have paid no taxes whatsoever, and that seems to bolster the case made by the Clinton campaign that, in fact, the reason Donald Trump has not released his tax returns is that the man may have paid no taxes whatsoever for many years.
Michael Bowman responding to the report Sunday, Trump tweeted, quoting now, "I know our complex tax laws better than anyone who has ever run for president and am the only one who can fix them," end of quote. In a major boost to global efforts to address climate change, India, the world's third largest emitter of greenhouse gases, Sunday ratified the Paris Climate Pact. Hundreds of people are getting ready to be airlifted out of the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay as Hurricane Matthew heads toward Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. The United States narrowly missed its refugee cap for the fiscal year, closing out 12 months of political turbulence over admissions policies, just 5 people short of the administration's target of 85,000. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.